goodness. Are you okay? Aw, sweetheart. Huh? No, silly. You're not dead. I just have a halo over my head because my friends call me their angel. Here, lay your hand in mine. Oh, I'm Dr. Aria Criella. You can just call me Aria. Hmm? Why do you say that? Oh, no. I don't believe we've seen each other before. Perhaps you saw my sister Matari. We're twins, but she's a goth. Has a metal arm? Yeah, that must have been it. What's your name, by the way? I don't believe you told me yet. Oh, it's you. I was beginning to wonder if Abaddon told us to meet in different places. Did you get lost? Oh, this park is fairly big. Right. Your hand, please. Never been treated by a mage physician before. Well, I suppose most of the world doesn't allow magic in medicine yet. This is one way we check for injuries. Damaged tissue emits signals that I can feel by... Good. Not much damage at all. How bad is the pain? Yeah, nothing more than a slight roll of the ankle, but... You're here for a vacation, right? I can accelerate your recovery so that you'll be as good as new in no time. Just keep your hand in mine. And... Sorry. I should have mentioned there'd be a slight tingling in the damaged area. I'm off the clock, so my professionalism takes a bit of a hit. I get a couple of weeks every month to just relax and enjoy myself on the island. Oh, nothing too extreme. People don't often get injured here. This one you just sustained is the most common one. It's why we have those sign-ups. We encourage people to explore their exhibitionism, but we don't want random pieces of clothing laying around for this exact reason. Someone always slips. But you're okay, aren't you, baby? Oh, sweetie, you're blushing. Oh, that's right. Abaddon said you were a shy one, didn't he? He didn't mention how cute you were, though. Aw, so bashful. Oh, I love me a cute, shy boy like you. Oh, it's nothing, just... It seems I'm a bit too distracted to heal you at the usual rate I normally can. Your cuteness is just a bit too much for me to handle. Well, you could give me a few minutes of silence to focus on healing you. Or, I could heal you in a different way. A faster way. You see, I learned some time ago that I'm able to heal people much, much quicker if I'm making... more intimate contact with them. Any sort, really. Kissing, licking, fucking... Couldn't tell you why this is, but I just know it is. Wanna try it? I just mean kissing, at least to start. You do look really yummy. I wouldn't mind giving you a taste. What's that look? This island was made for us to fuck to our heart's content, right? I mean, just have a look around us. Everyone here is fucking, sucking, and coming right out in the open. Doesn't it just make you want to try? Well, admittedly, I did come here strictly to be a doctor, but when you're around all of this for so long, you see so many people getting their throats fucked and their holes filled, you can't help but get curious, wouldn't you say? Want to know a secret? That's the actual reason I put the halo over my head. People say I look and act so innocent, out of place on the island. And at first, I guess I was. But not anymore. Not when I meet such cute, yummy, fuckable people like you. I love being someone's free use toy. Anytime, anywhere. Though, I'm usually a bit too intense for most to handle. I don't get to fuck very often, being a doctor and all, so when I do, I want it to be as intense as possible. I want us both barely able to talk, only able to think of how badly we want to come all over each other. Do you think you can handle it, shy boy? You seem to want to try. And you've been eyeing me up this entire time, too. Didn't think I noticed, hmm? When you gave me your hand, you were looking up and down my body, weren't you? In particular, you seemed to notice how big my angelic ass is. I mean, just look at it. This sundress covers maybe half of it while I'm standing up, but bent over like this, everyone around gets a full view of this juicy ass and tight pussy. Panties? Why would I? I'm wearing this dress so I can be easy access for whoever I decide to play with during my 2 weeks off. Easy access now, for you. Shy boy. If you'd like, of course. But first, before we do any of that, we gotta get you all better. With a kiss. Finally. I'm practically fucking drooling for you. Come here, baby. Let me taste you. Even better than I imagined. And your ankle's all better now. But that look on your face, you want more. Don't you, baby? Good. Because I do, too. Mind if I straddle you, shy boy? Good. Oh, getting adventurous with those hands, aren't you? But are you really wanting to touch my thighs, or are you more interested in grabbing this fat, juicy ass you've been staring at all this time? Oh, that face. Oh, fuck. Oh, you drive me crazy. And we haven't even started fucking yet. Oh, fuck. I can feel how hard you are through your pants, baby. Man, I want it. I want your cock in my mouth. Oh, I need it. Come on, shy boy. Stand up and take it out for me. Take it out. Holy fuck. It's perfect. Now remember what I said about people not being able to handle me? That's because of a trick I learned thanks to one of the island's special residents. She tried to teach me how to restore a person's sexual energy after they climax. I didn't end up learning it, but what I did learn was how to prolong a person's pleasure indefinitely using magic, meaning until I let us come. We literally can. Infinite edging for us both. Think you can handle that? Good boy. Let's begin, shall we? No. tastes so good, shy boy. So fucking good. No. Enjoying the view of my ass, shy boy. I can lift up my dress too. Now you can really see how big it is from this angle, can't you? Makes your mouth water, doesn't it? You want to bury your face in my ass, shy boy? Yeah? Be a good boy then. Earn it. Fuck this angel's throat. Fuck my slutty. That's it, shy boy. Use my throat like a. fuck. Slap that cock on my face a bit. You're twitching, aren't you? You'd come if you could, wouldn't you? This is where the fun really starts. naughty boy. Oh, you made me lightheaded, stopping me from catching my breath like that. Oh, I look like such a slut, don't I? Makeup and tears running down my face, chin covered in drool. But I can see what you really want. Well, I definitely say you earned it. Here, let me just spawn a blanket. I should have done this earlier, honestly, but I kind of got caught up in the moment to remember. Well, you said you wanted to bury your face in my big, beautiful booty, didn't you? And come here then, shy boy. Enjoy your reward. Oh, you naughty fuck. Really embracing the island now, huh? Eating this big booty and tight pussy so eagerly. Good. Good boy. Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
fuck my big booty. I've got an even better idea. Just stay right there and... yeah, take it. And take this big juicy ass on your cock. I've needed this. Oh, I've needed you. You had to give me a nice long fuck like this. No, I needed it so badly. But few couples a show. I'll bet you inspired them to fuck nice and hard too. No, back to being shy. So adorable. Oh, and just in case no one has said before, welcome to the island. We're gonna have a fun 2 weeks together, aren't we?